This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Button Mortgage presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Button up your mortgage with the Button Mortgage Team. Call 833-BUTTON-2 or visit buttonmortgageteam.com. The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, no more cussing. Welcome back in. Daily Ticker time. Everybody, watch what you're saying. We are live on the air.
Swag, you need to control his microphone. Yeah. He's been doing this for like 9 years, and I still don't think he is aware if his mic's on or off.
Well, there's a button here. Swag won't let me touch any button.
Yeah, but I was listening Saturday. I got my vaccine shot. I'm listening last Saturday, and coming back from a break, I hear, you can't do that. And then Swag's like, okay, welcome back into the golf show. And I'm like, he doesn't even know his microphone is on.
Come on, everybody.
Hey, I'm dealing with an engineer who we're not sure he's going to show up or not. That's Will Darkins. We love him.
Will's your engineer?
Yeah, he's the guy that runs that show, huh?
Yes, he does. Yeah. And so my mic sometimes is on, sometimes is off. I don't see how... So I'm pushing it, he's pushing it, and sometimes we come and go as we please. It's Saturday.
It is Saturday
Who's
morning.
Who's awake on Saturday?
From time to time, I'll be awake and I'll tune in, and then you'll tell me to pick Patrick Cantlay in my Masters pool. Come on, Harold, what are we doing here?
I said Patrick Reed. I don't think you're
You
listening.
Said Cantlay. You guys started naming names.
Can we play that back?
Can we check the tape on that one?
What, 77? That's a problem?
Is that an issue? I think it's an issue.
We call that the strip. Yeah, no, remember 77 Sunset Strip? We call it the strip. Oh,
man. We got Harold Bluestein in here. He carries the golf show every Saturday with our esteemed producer. You can hear him right here tomorrow talking Masters. Have you ever seen the greens like this before at Augusta?
Certainly not in November. They were pretty sharp. Sure. And that's why the scores were so...
Yeah, record-setting.
Yes, exactly. There were 53 players who... broke par last in November, and there were 12 yesterday. So that's things are pretty crispy out there, as they would say, and it has nothing to do with donuts. And I thought there was going to be donuts here this morning.
That was really.
That's why I'm
dude.
Here.
That was a grandpa joke. I can't believe you just tried to do the crispy donut joke. Really?
You know, I pull these things out of somewhere. Yeah. So the green. I think what has happened is that. The Masters people are tired of scores being low.
Yeah.
And so they've gone the same route as the U.S. Open. Let's make this as miserable as possible. And then you've got hard, firm greens, no rain for the last week or so, and there's a breeze. And so whatever moisture they did have is evaporating, and the greens are really difficult.
Is it good to have this, though? Because I'm looking at the leaderboard. If you follow golf, you recognize some of these names. If you're a casual golf fan who loves the major tournaments, you don't recognize half these names. And maybe today we'll get a lot of movement on the leaderboard. Rose is sitting here trying to save his 7-under par putt, and he did miss that. But is this good for... the sport to do this, to have a vendetta against November rounds and say, let's screw everybody so nobody can shoot low?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. And I think it's a little bit like a circus out there. And players, they're not saying anything because it's the Masters. And so they feel as if
it's too classy
it's
to say something.
Ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I think it's difficult. I think they'll be adding more water to this golf course. They don't want it to dry out any more than it is. Because if you're watching on TV, there's a lot of brown spots out there. And brown means death.
Yeah.
You don't want brown.
You don't want it
By
to
way,
be
you
brown.
Don't watch on TV because golf is a stupid sport who doesn't believe in airing their major championships on natural television. You have to go to weird websites to stream it.
Really? I watched it on TV yesterday.
Yeah, you probably put your phone on a Chromecast situation because you didn't.
I have one of those dishes up top.
Can you turn on TV right now and see Justin Rose playing?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
It's on.
Get out of here.
ESPN Plus.
Oh,
minus?
ESPN Plus. What channel is that?
Oh, it took me an hour to find it.
Oh, yes. This is my point.
Give me that remote. I said to my wife,
I gotta find this. It's somewhere.
She's the expert. Find ESPN Plus. What? Plus?
You're the guy that has a voice remote, and you click the button. You go ESPN Plus channel,
and then Alexis comes on, and
yeah,
and says,
you're all confused.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
that
don't compute
question,
this, Harold. You know? I don't know what you're talking about. We got Harold Bluestein in here. We're talking about the Masters. Justin Rose, how impressive was it watching him do what he like? Considering how high, what was the average yesterday? 74, somewhere in that range.
It was a little over 74
for him to go out there at 2 over, going into 8. And then finish the day at 7 under. I don't like that. Was one of the most impressive stretches of golf I've seen in a long time.
You know, we talk about getting in the zone, and I think that he was definitely in the zone. Every shot he hit looked good.
It was perfect.
And he didn't get upset starting out. You know, some players start out like Victor Hovland starts out with a triple bogey, and he kind of limped his way through. Good for him. But Rose. 2 over after 4 holes, didn't get too upset, understood how difficult the course was going to be, and decided to just play golf and let it go. And unbelievable, what was he, 9 under for
9
holes?
Under in the last 10 or 11 holes, something like that,
And some of the shots he hit were really quite good. I mean, he hit a bunker shot, I think it was on 15. He was in the right bunker, he came out. Yeah. And he got up and down for birdie. I mean, that was a really hard shot. And then a 12 or 15 footer to make birdie.
Right.
He played very well. It was inspiring.
I have a bit of a beef to bring up with you as a guy who listens to the golf show, because I just naturally wake up now at 6 a.m. every day of the week. It doesn't matter.
Well, you're probably kicked out of bed at 4.
Well, right? Yeah, it's not. Get out of here. You're not supposed to be here anymore. So I'm listening last week, and I've listened the last couple weeks. You, for some reason, you're like my co-host. You hate Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know what it stems from, but you really hate this guy. And yesterday, I found myself in an interesting situation. I love him. I think he's great for the sport. I love that he pisses people off for dumb reasons.
Yeah.
However, I also love watching him suck. There is something to the, he's so cocky and arrogant.
It's not a par 68, Bryson.
Right. That when he struggles, I'm also like enjoying watching him. I love watching him suck, and I love watching him thrive. Why do you hate Bryson DeChambeau?
Well, he said some things politically that really didn't sit well with me. So we'll set that aside because this is a sports show.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, stick to sports, Harold.
But the arrogance, I think, bothers me. And his arrogance toward fellow players. He said some things about Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy about distance. Well, these guys will never be able to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That went too far. He's the only player that if the moment he steps up over a putt, I'm yelling at the TV, Noonan, Noonan. But to your point, is he good for the game? I think he has.
He's
brought some notoriety or some attention to the fact that everybody wants to hit the ball further. Here's a guy that's hitting the ball further. He just doesn't know where it's going.
Yeah.
And unless he hits fairways and makes putts, you know, he's lost. I mean, U.S. Open was a good example. He had everything clicking, and he won it in a landslide. But if you watched yesterday, it was a struggle. He made his first birdie on 15.
The par 5.
Yeah, so, And he's trying to hit over trees and, you know, it's,
right.
It's crazy. It's fun to watch, but when he does hit a tree, I agree. I love it.
It was like a train wreck yesterday. You couldn't look away.
Exactly.
And it was the same way in November. He's never had a top 20 finish at Augusta. He just cannot.
That course owns
He can't
him.
Putt. Yeah. He can't chip there. And then, as you mentioned, when he's hitting wayward drives, he's got no chance.
Yeah, and the greens are so tough. And if you're a marginal putter, those greens can really do a number on you.
Who's the name? Give us one name. I think JT's going to have a great day today. I like Patty Reed to move up. Who's the name?
Tiger Woods.
Okay.
I like that.
Oh, well, everybody.
He's got a bunch of jackets. He's got the history.
He's not there, but they're still talking about
it. I think his ghost could beat everybody. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Give you a name. I like Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
And I definitely told you Patrick Reed and not Patrick Reed.
How many times did he cheat today?
I'm
once or twice?
That lie for as long as I can run.
You guys
with
named
it.
Like eight names.
Yeah. I also like John Rahm a lot.
Yeah. The new daddy.
And he was my choice 2 weeks ago.
When it wasn't last week, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I said
that was Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed was his choice.
I think I said it during a break.
Oh, yeah.
I run him down the hall to the restroom, and I said, man. John Rahm. I think he's really a good player. He's a guy that gets hot and angry, and it doesn't bother me in the least.
I love it. I think it's great.
I enjoy it. So we talk about personalities in golf. Patrick Reed is great. You know, talk about a guy who is
polarizing for sure.
Thank you. And we could be married. You finished my sentences for me.
You guys are the same height.
Yeah.
Hey, easy.
Wait a minute. He's got me by at least.
I got 3 inches on him at least.
I think it's closer to two.
You think it's?
But
well, we know the relationship dynamic.
I think Patrick Reed, John Rahm. Good names.
Yeah. Okay.
There's players like Will Zalatoris.
Yeah.
Played really good yesterday, but it's his first time there, and first timers don't win except if you're Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah.
1979.
All right, your co-host is going to kill me if you keep talking.
Yeah, you're
he's,
gonna,
he's shooting me the death stare. I
asked for one name. You're giving me nine.
We got to go here. Yeah.
I never get a chance to talk on Saturday.
Hey, so, tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m., the golf show.
I can't get a word in edgewise. You guys at least ask questions. They're reasonable questions. I can answer them.
You can hear Harold.
I also love listening because he'll be over the clock himself. I'm like, who's yelling at Swag about the clock?
You guys shut up. We got to go to break. Daily Ticker is brought to you by Button Mortgage. Button up your mortgage with the Button Mortgage Team. Call 833-BUTTON-2 or visit buttonmortgageteam.com. Look at Harold. He's got his own sponsored segment. Hear him tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Thanks, Harold. We love you. Back after this on The Fan.